Amen. Ezekiel chapter 38. Amen. Ezekiel 38, if you have your place, you want to stand honored reading of God's Word. Ezekiel chapter 38, we want to begin reading at verse 14. The Lord says, "Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God." Now, who said it? The Lord God. "In that day when my people Israel dwell safely, that shalt thou not know it. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, that, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servant, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face and in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the seas and the fowls of the heavens and of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall and every wall shall fall to the ground, and I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing flood and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." I want to preach just a little while tonight. It's got to be my help on this thought. When God shows himself. When God shows himself. Amen. As we look at the Word of God, and we see the Word of God, and God speaks to us, and He spoke to us so many times in so many ways. And we know that God tells us that God's people will always have enemies. Amen. There'll always be enemies. We know, number one, that the devil's our enemy. We know, number one, that Satan, O slowfoot, the accuser of brethren, is our enemy. So we know for a fact that we'll always have enemies in this world. Amen. Hey, whether we live short or live long, we'll always have enemies. We'll always have those people that don't like us, because there's a lot of people that don't like God. Amen. I'm just being honest tonight. There's a lot of people that don't like God. They don't like God, they don't like godliness, and they don't like godly people. Amen. I've had some people just pray flat told me, say, "I just don't like your kind." Amen. I said, "What kind am I?" They said, "You're that Bible thumping kind." I said, "I'm the Jesus believing kind. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, the Savior of mankind." But as we look in the night and we see this playing out, and Ezekiel has told us about what would happen in the last days, and the Lord's just speaking to him, and he wants us to see it, praise God, with a perspective of knowing that the power of God, no matter what happens and what transpires, that God is in control. God is in charge of everything that happens. It may seem like things is going crazy. It may seem like the world is spiraling out of control. But I want to say tonight that God knows exactly what's taking place in the world today. Not only does he know what, Brother Bill, what's taking place in the world, he knows what's taking place in the universe, and he knows what's taking place in my house and your house. Amen. All at the same time, because he is God. Besides him, there's no other, praise the Lord. And as we see that tonight, and we realize that, we realize that God's a-moving. Now we see what's transpired. The Bible tells us, if you go back to chapter 8, it begins to talk about Magog and Meshach and Tubal and all these things. And the Bible's telling us there'll be some nations, some Gentile nations, that'll come against God and God's people. Why do they do that? Because there's a whole lot of people today, as I said, are enemies of God. They're enemies of anything, praise God, it stands for godliness. I want to say there was a time and a place, praise God, when the United States of America was one nation under God. Praise God, we were united in our faith. We were united in our belief. We were united in a God. Amen. Praise God, I'm afraid that we've lost our confidence. We've lost our relationship. Praise God, we've turned our faces to other things. God help a nation that'll forget God. Amen. We need the Lord like we've never needed Him before. But the Bible says as this thing begins to play out, it said there'll be a whole coalition of Gentile nations in the latter days that'll come against Israel. In verse 16, it says, "Thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes." So we see what's transpired and being transposed here. We see God Almighty moving, praise God, and setting people up just like pawns, just like the pieces in a chess game. God Almighty begins to move them around. God Almighty begins to set them in their place. Gog and Magog, praise God. God's putting it in place right now. Amen. I told you Wednesday night to those that was here. Wednesday. Those that was here. I'm trying to make sure I was here Wednesday night. Amen. Praise God. I'm all right, Susie. You'll get there tomorrow. Amen. As we begin to see this thing, we begin to put it together. And they said it that this week that the Russians have moved in. They've already begun to surround Ukraine. Amen. They've already begun to surround Ukraine. China is got its eyes, and they've been buzzing around Taiwan. This thing's beginning, and this week they said that Xi, the president of the emperor, whatever, of China, and Vladimir Putin of Russia got together, and they were smiling and shaking hands, and they said it was a really warm time together. That's scary. But they said Russia gathered up ships this week. And they brought six or seven great big Navy vessels, I pray God, into the upper part of the strait and moved in right above Syria. Amen? Because Syria said they got they've been bombarded for weeks and months, the last couple months, with plane loads of munitions and supplies coming out of Iran. Pray God, so they'll have them all there, getting them staged, them getting ready for something big. And Russia's moving these ships in, and they put them in place. And there's the kind of place, the kind of ships that bring personnel. Massive ships that can bring thousands of men at a time. Amen. I got a message today that, Brother Bill, that Russia is moving, has brought in several of their planes that's able to carry and drop nuclear bombs. Nukes. Why would they need that if they're just pretending? What are you saying, Pastor? You trying to scare us? No, I'm just trying to tell you, praise God, that we're looking at the last days and dispensation of grace. We're seeing the book of Ezekiel being fulfilled right before our eyes. We're seeing God Almighty begin to move them. You say, why would these people want to come against that little old nation of Israel? Oh, God said, I'll put hooks in their jaws and I'll bring them in. I'll draw them in. I'll make them come, praise God. And then I'll show them that I'm God. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to be shown that He's God. Amen. I'm glad tonight. I'm glad you know. Brother Kevin, I'm glad I know that He is God tonight. Besides, He made no other. Hey, ain't nobody like my God tonight. Ain't nobody loves me like God tonight. Ain't nobody helps me like God tonight. Can I say I love Him tonight? Because He first loved me. When I couldn't, praise God, love Him like I ought to, He still loved me. Just think about what God's doing. God is letting us be partakers in the last days of dispensation of grace. He said, well, preacher, this is kind of scary stuff. Yeah, if you're a lost man. If you're a child of God, praise God, you can say, praise the Lord, this is Bible. Amen. God said He'd bring us into a place that there'd be a coalition of Gentile nations in the last days. Praise God. He said, I'll bring them together to a place of my choosing. Amen. A place where He said it would take place. A place where He said it would transpire. And God said, I'll begin to deal as only I can. He said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take this multitude of people, a multitude of Gentiles, a multitude of unbelievers, and I'm going to use them, praise God, and show them that I am God. Man. Hey, listen, it took good. Hey, I've got a little head kind of like a chicken, but I got enough brains to realize He's a God of heaven, praise God. And He spoke to my heart and showed me I was an old lost sinner in need of a Savior. And praise God, I bowed my head. I said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. He come into my heart, praise God, and He took over my life. I can't do the things I used to do. Amen? Amen. I can't. The Lord won't let me. Praise God. He changed my direction. He changed my want to. Things that, praise God, I used to want to do, I don't no more. And the things I didn't want to do, John, praise God, I want to do now. I want to worship God. I want to be God's people. I want to look His Word. I want fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. I told you before, I used to like to hunt. I still like to hunt. But I used to hunt all the time. Me and my wife and kids had family time. Amen. When our kid, Brother Bill, was little, don't lie, he's had it too. Amen. When they were real little fellas, we got us some of them professional type backpacks. And we slid them little old boogers down in them backpacks, me and Miss Teresa, and praise God, we headed off into the woods. Amen. We'd spend Saturdays going out and having family time. Amen. You say, what is you doing? Praise God, I was a scouting. I was a looking for deer and I was a looking for turkeys. Praise God. I was enjoying the grass. Hey, don't get me wrong. I was enjoying the woods. I was enjoying what God had given us. I was enjoying the creation. And I took my family with me because I wanted them to be with me. I wanted them to be able to enjoy it too. Amen. Carried them all through there. My wife kind of wondered a time or two. She says, honey, on these outings, why do we have to crawl through these laurel thickets? Why can't we stay on the trails? I said, honey, anybody can follow the trails. Amen. But praise God, hey, in order to see the sights, you got to get in here where the sights are. Amen. Hey, glory to God. But He said there'd be a coalition that'd come up. And God would get them, He'd pull them in. But I'm glad God got me and He pulled me in. Brought me to a place where I could realize where God would have me to be. And praise God, I'm in a better place now. Hey, I used to love to hunt. I hunt all the time. I praise God, hey, listen, that ain't the first thing on my mind now. Praise God, if I'm going to go in the woods, I like to take my Bible and get up there and sit with a Bible on my lap and meditate upon the good things of God. After you talk about a peace in your heart, amen, you get along with God, with the Word of God, in a place that God's just blessing, and where you can feel His presence, you know that He's there. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. There's nothing like that time with God. Amen. He begins to bless your heart. He said, I'm going to call these nations. I'm going to gather together, and I'm going to show them my glory. Amen. And they attack Israel when she's supposedly at peace. Now, right now, if you haven't noticed it, Israel is trying to sign peace agreements with all their neighbors. Just this last week, they signed a peace agreement with Bahrain. I mean, just one of the little countries right outside Israel, praise God. And they're signing peace agreements. They're trying to make peace. They're trying to pacify everybody everywhere. Amen. Godly people trying to do what's right. And the devil won't leave them alone. Amen. You think God don't, hey, you, God, you don't think, you think the devil's going to leave you alone if you're trying to do right? You forget that. He'll fight you tooth and nail, praise God. But I'm telling you, there's a God of heaven that can overcome the devil. Amen. But the Bible says they'll attack Israel. Verse 14, He said, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto God, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, He said, when they're there, when they're dwelling in safety, He said, you're not going to know, you're going to come up against them. I want to tell you something about the nation of Israel. You better pay attention to them real close. Because God, they're a smart people. They've got God on their side. Amen. Before the Six-Day War, they was trying to get things together, and they said they didn't have but about five or six tanks, and they took them five or six tanks, and they was setting up battlefields all around them, fixing to invade, fixing to destroy them. But Israel dug a little road, a little trench around a hill, and they took them five or six tanks, Brother Bill, and they run them tanks around and around that hill all night long. And the enemy in the morning, praise God, when they went to call them into their battlefield, every one of them was gone. And they went and they said, what in the world's the matter with you? They said, you expect us to stand up against a force like this? They've been bringing in tanks all night long. We don't stand a chance. Amen. I want to say little's much when God's in it. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. They said Israel was fixing to fight the war, but 20 years before it ever happened, that they was a man that made stockings, nylon hose. Amen. And he got to meeting some of the big wigs and got to meeting some of the generals and some of the persuasion in these other countries and things. And they got to hearing some of their talking at how the soldiers was really irate and they're getting really sad and mad because they're living out in here in the desert, living out in the sun, and the sun was cooking their brain and they couldn't get no relief. And that old hose fella kind of spoke up and he said, hey, let me tell you how to fix that. They said, how can we fix it? He said, what you need to do is just plant some eucalyptus trees. Said they grow fast and they put out lots and lots of shade. They spread out real nice. They overlap and make nice pretty canopies and they'll protect you from the storms and protect you from the sun. And they said the enemy began to plant those eucalyptus trees all over the places where they had men stationed. And then 20 years later, it come time for a battle. And they rose up against the nation of Israel. And Israel began to inquire, and their leaders began to inquire, what can we do? They're all around us, but we don't know exactly where they're at. The old fella owned the whole shop. God inspired, touched his heart, and he called up the generals that he knew, and he said, hey, listen, let me tell you what to do when the fighting starts. Praise God, just hit the eucalyptus trees. Amen. And no time at all, God Almighty took the battle to them. And he won the victory. Amen. That's the God that we serve, praise God. He'll fight for us, praise God, if we'll let him, if we'll expect him to. Amen. We're no match for the devil, but God is. If we'll just trust him, praise God, he'll do the fighting for us. They're gathering up over in force against Israel tonight. The Syrians, praise God, they're gathering up. Lebanon is gathering up. All the forces around them are gathering up. They said today they was talking to Saudi and talking to Egypt and talking to that other place over there and said they're all beginning to talk together. Why? Because God said that's what would happen and they'll talk them into coming against that little nation of Israel. But God Almighty is going to give the victory. Amen. Man, that's what he does. Amen. God will defeat all invaders of his territory. Hello? Let me tell you tonight, that land don't belong to anybody. Praise God, it belongs to God. And God said, I pulled a people and I put a people on there for my name. Amen. And he said, glory to God, once they get back there, brother, in 1948, they become a nation again. And God said, nobody's going to run them off. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, preacher, you really believe? I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I believe God Almighty is going to fight. The same God that's fighting for them is the same God that will fight for you. Amen. Same power. Minister to them as ministered for me and you if we trust in God. If we believe on him, praise the Lord. Look how God says he's going to fight them. How he's going to defeat them. Number one, he says he's going to defeat them with an earthquake. In verse 19, he says, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken, surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel. Amen? The Lord said, hey, listen, you know how I'm going to defeat them? Praise God, I'll shake them up. Amen? The Lord said, but he said, I'll give them shaking baby syndrome. They won't even know who they are. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll disillusion them. Praise God. I'll confuse them. Praise the Lord. I'm going to shake this thing up. I'm going to say God's in the process of shaking things up. Why there's so much turmoil? Why there's so much strife in the land? Because God's are shaking things up. He's trying to get our attention. Sin's running rampant, in case you haven't noticed, in our cities. Beats all I've ever seen in my life. People just, I mean, running down streets of New York, I mean, gang members just shooting at each other, just in plain, not even trying to hide it no more. Killing each other. Just wickedness in every hand. But God Almighty said, praise God, hey, I'm going to shake things up, and I'm going to fix this thing. Amen. He said, I'll shake it up, praise God. He said, so that the fish of the sea and the fowls of the heavens and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep on the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountain shall be thrown down and the steep place shall fall and every wall shall fall to the ground. You know what God's saying? He said, praise God, there's not going to be nothing that's standing up. It's not going to fall down and give me praise. God said, I'm going to get glory. You know what? We ought to just fall on our face, praise God, and just go ahead and praise the Lord, because He's going to get glory. Amen. He's going to get glory, praise God, from us whether we want to give it or not. He said, everything will, praise God, fall on our face and proclaim Him to be God. That He is the Lord of glory. Amen. He said, I'll send a great earthquake. He said, I'll do shake things up. Amen. He said, I'll send a storm. Amen. Look at verse 22. He said, I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain and great hail stones, fire and brimstone. Amen. Praise God. Hey, don't you know that's going to... You remember what happened over there in Pharaoh? Remember when old Pharaoh said, no, Moses said, Pharaoh, let my people go. God said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, no, no, no. And he said, pray God. God Almighty began to rain on them. A pestilence and fire and brimstone. Pray God. Hell from heaven that was on fire burning on the ground. Amen. Didn't that happen? God Almighty did that. Praise God. The same God that done that, praise God, can do it again. God said, when I get full up, when I get fed up, He said, I'm going to pour out my wrath. Amen. Upon the demons, the wickedness of the world. And old Gentile nations, praise God, that reject God. Amen. You can't worship God in Russia. Amen. You can't worship God in China unless you've done it, do it in secret. Unless you do it behind closed doors or in a basement somewhere. You can't have the word God and have it openly. No, no, no. They don't allow that. They'll lock you up and send you to a work camp, and where you'll spend the rest of your days, and you'll die in solitary, praise God, working until you're finished in this world. Amen. But there's a God of heaven. He said, I'll send a storm against that wicked bunch. Amen. A devouring storm. He said, I'll send confusion to the enemy. Amen. Look at verse 21. He says, if I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. God Almighty said, listen, what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to show myself to be God. I'm going to call for a sword. I'm going to call, praise God, and they're going to have the swords are going to be against each other. He said, I'm going to cause so much confusion that you won't even know whose side you're on. Amen. That's what the devil's trying to do today. He's trying to cause confusion when we don't know whose side we're on. What the devil wants us to do is pick a side, whether you're going to be on the side of the left or the side of the right, praise God. But we better forget about all that, and we better just be on God's side.
Amen.
Amen. Because He's the one that's going to set this thing into play. He's the one that's going to play it out for His glory. You say, preacher, why would God do that? That He could get glory. Amen. That He could be magnified. When God shows Himself to a lost and a dying world, why does He do it? Look what He says in verse 23. He tells us why He does it. He said, thus will I magnify myself. Amen. Why is God going to do that? Because God's going to get glory. He said, I'm going to magnify myself. He said, I'm going to make myself so big, I'm going to make myself so large that they won't be a magnify. That means to make large. To make, when you look through a magnifying glass, amen, if you look through the right side, it makes things look bigger. And God said, what I'm going to do, He said, I'm going to magnify myself. I'm going to get so big that they're going to see me whether they want to or not. I want to say, I would to God that He'd get so big in the eyes of our people that they'd see Him whether they want to or not. Amen. When God shows Himself, that they could see Him as God. Why God does it is to magnify Himself so that people can see Him. Not only to magnify Himself, He said, but to sanctify Myself. Amen. God said He's going to sanctify Himself. He said, thus will I magnify Myself and sanctify Myself. Amen. He said, I'm going to take me a place and I'm going to fill that place. Amen. To sanctify means to set apart. And God said, hey, listen, there's a whole lot of people that don't want to make a place for me. But praise God. God said, I'm going to magnify myself. He said, I'm going to find me a place and I'm going to take my place there. He said, whether they like it or not, praise God, I am going to be God. World don't like it. World wants to continue the way they are. But God says, praise God, I'm going to be magnified. I'm going to be sanctified. Praise His holy name. He said, I'm going to show the world Myself. I'm going to get the glory and no other. Amen. He said, I'm going to be known in the eyes of men. Look what He says in the contingent. He said, I will be known in the eyes of many nations. But Charles, why is God going to gather all these nations together? All these Gentile nations. So He can get them together, play in a place, praise God, where He can come on the scene and show them all at the same time that He is God. Amen. They won't be nobody running there and say, well, you know, I've seen this. And somebody said, well, I've seen that. Praise God, they're all going to be together at the same time, same place, same station, praise God. And they're going to, everyone going to say, glory, hallelujah, I saw God do that. Amen. There's no doubt about it. It had to be God. They come in a day and a time, the whole world is going to look up and they're going to see God in His magnificence. And the whole world is going to see Him. Amen. See, the thing is, the whole world nowadays, they hear about Him, but there's not very many people see Him. See, I've saw Him high and lifted up. Amen. I've saw the Savior sitting at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. I've seen people in prayer lifting me up, praise God. I got to, like Paul, I got to look over into the glory world. And I see that there's a place that's set aside and there's a Savior sitting in that place, praise God, that's prepared a place for me with Him. And one day in a while, I'm going on yonder. Amen. Praise God. It's going to get plumb foggy over there. Amen. When God Almighty. But He said, I'll be known in the eyes of the nations. You say, preacher, what will they know? He said, they shall know that I am the Lord. That's capital L, God Almighty, Lord God Almighty. God Jehovah. Amen. The sustainer, the creator of everything in the universe. He said, the whole world is going to know that I am the Lord. Praise God. When God shows Himself, they ain't going to be able to deny it. They're going to be able to tell. Their neighbors are going to want to tell. Say, praise God. Hey, listen. I'm glad I made it out alive because I've seen the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I like that song. They sing about seeing the Lord. Amen. High and lifted up. Magnified before God. Praise His holy name. The day when God Almighty, amen, comes for His people. Amen. When does He do it? He said, whenever enemy, amen, is defeated. When all the enemies have been put down, when they've been cast down, praise God, when they've been defeated once and for all, God Almighty is going to stand and rule supreme. Amen. I'm looking for a day, praise God, whenever enemy is defeated. He said, preacher, that'll never happen. It will happen. And then God Almighty said that one day when the last enemy is defeated, praise God. But I want to say, praise God, that's already happened. The Bible says the last enemy we have is death. And said Jesus Christ conquered death on the cross of Calvary, praise God. Amen. In any, praise God, and that's one that supersedes all. But he said all of our enemies will be put down. Amen. I ain't looking. Hey, listen, I ain't looking for our government to take care of us. Amen. I ain't looking for to send a defense system, praise God, that'll take care of us. I started telling you a while ago about Israel, how smart they are. They got a system now that they're talking about this week that they're putting out. It's a laser system. And they said they're working to finish it out, finishing the finish touches now, and they're going to set a laser system out on the perimeter of Israel, and any incoming, praise God, is just going to be zapped. That kind of sounds like God to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said anything that comes with them, praise God, they're just going to... Amen. It doesn't have to have any bullets, ammunition, praise God. It just fires a laser. Phew, it's done. Amen. God says, let there be and there was. Amen. God channeled that into a light that Israel could use for His glory. Smart. How do they get to be so smart? Oh, yeah, Israel said this past week. Let me just share this with you while I'm here. It's important news. They found out now that the sunlight... Amen. The sunlight, the S-U-N, the sunlight. Praise God, what they tried to tell months ago, year, 2 years ago, that the sunlight, COVID hates sunlight. Amen. So while they was telling us to hunker and hide inside, cover our faces and hide inside the dark. Amen. The truth is, praise God, we need to be outside in the sunlight, praise God. And letting the sunlight begin. You know the sun is a purifier. Hello? You can leave about anything out in the sun, and eventually God will just God through the sunshine, praise God, will just purify it and make it pure. Even a rotten, decaying carcass out, praise God, God will eventually just melt that thing away and make it pure. Amen. And where that thing's been, amen, you can sow some corn or taters and they'll grow like crazy. Amen. He said, God Almighty is going to take care of this. He's going to destroy the enemy. He'll defeat the enemy. He said, every sin's going to be washed away. He said, God's going to take care of that, praise God, when it's His time, when He moves upon the scene. Look what He says. Look what He says in Ezekiel 39. Let me just give you a few verses here. Ezekiel 39, verse 6. He said, I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen? All those in isles, those in the vicinity of where they're at over there, those islands, those lands around Israel. He said, so shall, verse 7, he said, so will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Amen. God said, when I get done, they're going to know me. When I get done, they're going to, praise God, they're going to know exactly who I am. Israel's going to know me. They're going to know me. The heathen's going to know me. Everybody's going to know me when it's said and done. Amen. He said, there's not going to be a person on earth that don't know who I am when God gets finished. Praise God. He says in Ezekiel 39, 21, he said, I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. Verse 23, it said, the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them and hid my face from them. Now listen what he says. Verse 25, he said, therefore, thus saith the Lord, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel and will be jealous for my holy name after they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me when they dwelt safely in their land and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' lands and have sanctified them in the sight of many nations. Praise God. God said, I put my seal. He said, I separated them out. Amen. He said, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. Praise the Lord. He said, I didn't leave nobody behind. He said, all mine I've gathered them in. But in verse 29, in Ezekiel 39, he says this, neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Amen. He said, I've washed them of their sins and said, I've made them clean and pure. He said, I brought them into the land, praise God, and I brought them to a place when they can share in the glory of the Lord. Praise His holy name. Praise God. He said, so that they can come together and I can reign with them and they can reign with me in the presence and the glory of God. When God shows Himself, amen, praise God, we'll be there. What a day it'll be. Amen. Praise God when we get to rule and reign with the Lord God Almighty. Amen. When the Lord God of glory, He comes through that magnificent eastern gate. Boy, what a blessed hope that's going to be. The Turks shut it down. They closed it up. They concreted it up. They filled up the eastern gate where he couldn't get by. But it said, God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ is going to go through there. Praise God, there'll be a new door. He'll make it, and He'll go through there, and He'll feast. He'll die, praise God, where He said He would. And God Almighty will get glory again. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what we need to do? We just need to give God glory now. When God makes it, when God shows Himself, we just need to praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. I don't want to have to wait till He forces Himself on us. I won't be looking, kind of like it was this morning when God showed up on purpose. And we just said, whoa, glory to God, there He is. Amen. There's the Lord, praise God. He just showed up. Thank You, Lord. I knew You was here. I had You in my heart. I knew You would come. Praise God, because here I am, there You are. And boy, Lord, I just want to worship You tonight. I want to praise You. I want to give You glory. Because when God shows Himself, praise God, He shows Himself, praise the Lord, that He will get the glory. He will get all the glory. He's a jealous God. Amen? A jealous of His glory. And He wants glory. He wants to be praised. He wants to be magnified, lifted up. You say, preacher, that ain't really right, is it? Yeah, it is if you're God. He's worthy of a praise. He's worthy of all the glory that we could ever bestow upon Him because He is God. So when God shows Himself, He's getting ready to show out. I'm telling you, youngs, He's getting ready to show out. And we just need to be praying that God's will be done, that God will touch and touch that little nation. We need to be praying for the little nation of Israel. Please help me pray for them. Every day, when you pray, pray for the nation of Israel that God Almighty will give them power and strength and wisdom, amen, to take care of this situation. Give leaders of the free world, amen, that Iron Dome system that they have over there that shoots down them missiles. We're supposed to be supplying those missiles, and they've cut them off. They haven't been giving them what they need. They shouldn't have to ask. The nation of Israel should not have to ask for whatever they need. It ought to be there before they ever ask. Amen. It better be there before they ever ask. I've made a few phone calls. I said, please, hey, listen, you need to take care of Israel. Amen. Whatever they need, we need to supply it. And I told them, I give them Bible verse, praise God. I said, those that bless Israel be blessed, and those that curse Israel be cursed. I said, please don't let America become a curse. But please keep us in a place where Americans, us, we can be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So we can. What we need to do is just see His magnificence. Amen. See Him now. Praise God. And so we don't have to see Him later. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of the world's going to see Him later, and it's going to be too late. They're going to see His power and His majesty. Amen. But when God shows Himself, you can't help but see Him. Amen. I love Him. I thank Him, praise God, that He showed Himself to me. And I believe Him. I believe in Him. I believe on Him with all my heart. Amen.